This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I'm coming to you today with a message that was published in the year 1994. In the month of March 1994, I am recording this message on audio, October the 11th, the year 2022. The reason why I'm telling you this, because sometimes in some of the scriptures where some of the lessons that I'm recording, I might be referring to something that has happened decades ago, and you're thinking it probably just happened the other day or within the past month or so. No, this is from years back, so that's why I do that. But anyway, the message for this month is taken from the Old Testament book of Psalms number 8 and verse number 4, where we will find these words recorded. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? The title for this message, Just a Piece of Flesh. I went into a market a while back and I thought about how much all of the different meats and poultry and fish cost. And they usually have them listed by how much they cost by the pound. Anyway, then I reflected back on a scientific report that stated how that if you look at the human being and the worth of his body, if it was broken down, you couldn't get $4 for his whole body. That means a 200-pound man's entire body is only worth something less than $4. That averages out to about 2 cents a pound. Imagine that. Here we are, the most intelligent creatures on the planet. We build cars, trains, planes, and a host of other modes of transportation. We build buildings, computers, and such. We send men to the moon and ships to other planets. We built radios and TVs. We can even create life, so to speak, in test tubes. We are starting to get into genetic engineering and cloning things, and yet our flesh isn't hardly worth a penny. Then I think about the prophet Isaiah and what he said when he saw the majesty of God as recorded in the 6th chapter of verse number 1 of the book of Isaiah. Compared to God, he saw just how unclean, rotten, and sinful he, Isaiah, was. Then I remembered Paul, I'm reminded of what he said when he wrote, O wretched man that I am. You can find that in Romans chapter 7, the first part of verse number 24. Now, the point is, with all of this, the question must be asked, what did a righteous, holy, and majestic God see in us? Just a piece of worthless flesh that he wrapped himself up in flesh to come down here to die on the cross for our sins, that we might have a right to heaven. All we are is just a piece of flesh, right? Let's face it. Our bodies are worth nothing. When we look about us, we see people killing others like their lives are nothing. Some of us will kill a person for less than 10 cents. We will kill someone for looking at us funny. Some of us will look at a drunk, a homosexual, a prostitute, or others of the so-called refuse of society and will deem them worthless. We would just as soon get rid of them. That is, unless they can do something for us. If they can give us money, food, shelter, or even worship, then they might be salvageable. But for the most part, with so many others out there, those that can do something for us, why worry about this riffraff? So naturally, if we think this way about others, and we are in the shape that we are in, then what did Jesus see in this piece of flesh worth dying for? Is there something that he knows that we don't? The most miserable lowlife that we can find is worth something in God's eyes. What did he see? The answer is in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 6. God made us in his image. In chapter 2, verse number 7 of Genesis, it says that he formed us out of the dust of the earth. Then he breathed into man, and he, man, became a living soul. Now think about that. All of the rest of the living creatures he spoke into existence. Go back and read it for yourself. But with man, he took a more personal involvement. So regardless of who others may say or who or what others may say about you, or what you may say about them, God sees them as something, or as everyone sees us. He sees his image and the living soul in us. We can't go around putting people down and thinking they're worthless because they are the image of God. We're going on. You say, aren't you glad that he doesn't look at you the way others may? Aren't you glad he doesn't kick you when you're down? In fact, he sees more in you than you do. Many people in our society today suffer from low self-esteem. They, like sheep being led to the slaughter, fall into depression and feel that they would be better off if they would just end it all. This is one of the major reasons for the high suicide. And where do they get this low self-esteem? From others that look down on them and call them worthless. Why does a man beat his wife? He looks at her as just being a thing to be used and abused. Why do some people in one race or ethnic background look down on others? Why do the rich look down on the poor as being something to be run over? It is because if the latter can't do anything to improve the lives of the former, then what good are they? What they fail to realize is that all of us, young and old, black, white, or whatever, tall or short, rich or poor, fat or thin, are worth something far more than we can imagine. Our worth is not predicated on how much we have, but rather how God sees us. This stupid saying that says the one that dies with the most toys wins is one of the reasons that man has lost sight of his true worth. Today, things are what man measures his worth by. The more he has, the more he is worth. But God says, what is a man profited if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? You can find that in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 26. God is not impressed by how much you have, seeing that if you have anything, God loaned it to you. Your life, your breath, your house, the food on your table, the clothes on your back, your car, your job. All of these things that man looks at as being his true worth of himself are only borrowed from God. God says in Deuteronomy 8:18, I give you the ability to get wealth. He also says, I put into power whom I will. The Bible also says in Psalms 24, verse number 1, the earth is the Lord's and everything that's in it, or the fullness thereof. So what did you get without God's help? As far as God is concerned, we are all on the same level playing field. We all have the opportunity to be great, but that is not the issue. The issue is, how does God see us? Or to get more personal, how does God see you? As far as God is concerned, at this present time, unless you are saved, you are his enemy. You are just as rotten, miserable, and wretched as those that you look down on in his sight. But because he sees the inner man that was created in his image, he sees the potential of a righteous child that can be a light to shine in the darkness of this dying generation. He sees potential. He sees the image of all that is the essence of himself. He made the way for us, for while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, talking about the ungodly. He opened the door for us to come over to his side, to be seated with him in heavenly places. The choice is yours. All you have to do is say or pray, Jesus, I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sinful ways. Will you come into my heart and cleanse me of all my sin and be Lord of my life? I accept you as Lord and Savior, and with your help, I will live my life for you. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and was raised from the dead for my justification. If you prayed that prayer from the heart, meaning every word, congratulations, you are now saved. Just like that, all the old things have passed away. You are now transformed into the image of Christ. Go to Romans 8 and 29 and you'll see what I'm talking about. You are now a child of the King, a royal priesthood, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Now that's something more than just being a piece of flesh. Well, this is Evangelist George McTyre, and I hope you got something from that message. And I hope that you will begin to realize there's more to you than what you even realize that you are. Don't rely on what people tell you you are. Look and see what God says that you are and what you can be. No one is a failure in the sight of God. Well, that's it for today. May God bless you and your families real good. Good day.